Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 901 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. So I think we both agreed, Bucks and Washington football team, low-scoring game.
Yep.
That front is going to give Tom Brady some problems, and just their offense is going to give the football team some problems. Just their own offense, that's going to be problematic. And plus, Tampa's defense is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
What about the Colts at the Bills? You give them any shot?
Bucky Brooks does. He gives the Colts a good chance of going deep. I just don't. I think that I got to see what the weather looks like, but I just think Rivers is just so limited in what he can, the areas of the field that he can work, that you're going to have to rely on Jonathan Taylor having a great... They don't put two good halves together. The Colts just don't. They have one really good half. Either it's to come back, or it's to build and then try to hang on like they did against Jacksonville. I just think the Colts, they have a good defensive front. They can get after the quarterback, but you have a mobile quarterback. And then you... The Colts really struggle at times in the secondary, and you've got Smoke Brown is back, John Brown, and Stephon Diggs. I just don't think it's a good matchup for the Colts. I think it's a very bad matchup for what they do well and what they don't do well versus the all-gas Buffalo Bills who are trying to score as many as they can on you. I just don't think it's a great matchup for the Colts.
Can you believe that Josh threw for the most passing yards in Bills history with Jim Kelly with Jim Kelly's history that this year?
Yeah. Bucky Brooks and I talked about this on Move the Sticks about, you know, missing on Herbert and potentially missing on Herbert. We'll see what happens. But on Josh Allen for sure. And he said, you know, I learned a valuable lesson is when I brought up the phrase about grading the trait, like grading the flashes. Like sometimes you project the flashes because Justin Herbert had some great flashes. Josh Allen had some great flashes. But then the overall game, and he said, you know, I learned that I'm just going to grade the talent. He said, for now, you have to just grade the talent of what's out there because you never know who their wide receivers are going to be, what their running game looks like, offensive
line. And wasn't that a problem at Wyoming? He didn't have anybody separated.
He really didn't. And, you know, honestly, Justin Herbert didn't either. Now, those guys are going to make some errant passes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But so does Lamar Jackson. I knew that, and I accounted for that, and I just said he has to be in the right kind of offense. What happens if Josh Allen gets in the right offense? It's really more of a mind thing. I didn't think Justin Herbert was this mentally tough, but he's way more mentally tough than I expected. Allen, I did think was mentally tough. I just thought he was too erratic.
Well,
but look what he does.
But how about? I liken it to a 3-point shooter, like Michael Jordan. They learn how to shoot.
They learn.
Can you learn accuracy? I guess
accuracy.
Well,
to
isn't
me,
Josh Allen more accurate now
than
he was?
It's easier to complete passes when guys are open. Yeah.
Well,
as opposed
okay,
to
okay. So how much of this credit goes to Daboll? How much of it goes to picking up Stephon Diggs? I mean, look at what that one receiver did for Josh Allen. I mean, he made a huge difference in his life.
Yeah, well, you think, potentially.
No, Stephon Diggs made a huge difference.
Oh, Stephon Diggs, not Dable. Oh, yeah, Stephon Diggs made all the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, John Brown gave him a dangerous weapon last year. Having a true number one makes every quarterback better.
No, absolutely.
It makes every quarterback better.
Yeah.
That's there's no way around it. Or at least having two very good number twos that kind of function as a number one, or having a quarterback who can read a field and throw to the appropriate. The guys who can read the field well, they can find open receivers. You just need to get guys who are a decent wide receiver core, and you don't have to have a true number one. Tom Brady is an example of that. If you have a guy that doesn't read the field great, but has talent as a passer and a really good number one, he can be great too. Matt Stafford with Megatron put up some monster numbers. I mean, you're throwing to other quarterbacks look pretty good with DeAndre Hopkins too. A great wide receiver can really help a quarterback out.
But I'm giving it up for Deshaun. He made a lot of strides without that whoopee. He didn't have his whoopee this year, and he had his best year. And we kind of predicted that could happen this year for Deshaun. Ravens and Titans. I give the Titans a good shot here. They're plus 3.5. In other words, the Ravens are 3.5-point favorites. I kind of like the Titans in this one.
It's tough. I mean, right off the bat, I do too. But I think it's important to acknowledge that if you've seen the Ravens over the last 3 or 4 weeks, they're playing a different kind of offense.
Okay, who did they beat? Dell, didn't you go through this yesterday?
I think we did.
Yeah, I think we went through this yesterday.
Yeah, but they're playing a different kind of offense, though.
Look at the teams that they beat.
They had the one win against the Browns. But other than that, it's the worst teams in football they're playing.
Yeah. Their last opponents, Cleveland, they won. Cincinnati, they beat Cincinnati 38-3. They beat the Giants 27-13. They beat Jacksonville 40-14. They beat Cleveland. Cleveland put 42 on them. And they beat Dallas 34-17. That's not exactly a juggernaut schedule.
No, but look what they're doing to them.
No. They barely beat Cleveland.
No, Cleveland was a good game. I mean, Cleveland was a legitimate. That's a playoff team.
No, that's a playoff team.
The Ravens beat up on the Sheep last year too, and didn't matter.
But they've already lost to Tennessee.
Telling you the way that they're doing it. Tennessee's defense is not that good. They don't rush the passer. But I don't think
Tennessee already
matters.
Beat them this year at Baltimore.
I get it, but they were playing a different kind of. They played the offense they were running last year. They've turned into more triple. I mean, you know, they're more of an option team now. You now have to deal with multiple running backs.
Listen, they are beating teams with Gus Edwards running for 85 yards. Dobbins led them in rushing against Jacksonville with 64 yards. Edwards, 101 yards against Dallas. Lamar threw for 107, 163, 243, 183, 113.
Yeah, they're Paul Johnson and Georgia Tech right now.
Yeah, it's pretty much what they're doing.
Yeah.
But guess what? They fall behind. Guess what's going to have to happen?
This is what I think is going to happen. I think all the pressure that's on the Ravens is going to be a positive. And I think that Lamar wants to get that narrative taken care of. I don't think he's going to have to throw a ton to do it. The way that they're running the football, when it came out, I just thought Titans, 100%. And I still think that's, on paper, the smart move. I just think from an XO standpoint, Brent Peace is not going to have – I'm not sure they're going to have the same answer for the offense of Baltimore because the Ravens have changed what they're doing. And I don't know that you can just stop. J.K. Dobbins right now is running well. The offensive line, they've got Tyree Phillips, the rookie out of right tackle, who's playing pretty well. Lamar Jackson gets to run more now rather than trying to go through his progressions and beat teams through the air. I think the Titans' defense is going to be a problem here. I don't know how I like that game. If it's going to be higher scoring, lower scoring, it's a battle of run games. I mean, whoever runs it the best is going to win. And you're going up against a 2,000-yard banger now. It's not like the Ravens can be a little up and down defensively too at times. So Derrick Henry is probably the whole key. If Derrick Henry doesn't have a big game, it's over. They're not beating the Ravens if Derrick Henry doesn't play well.
When does Derrick Henry not play well?
Can Tannehill, when he plays the Texans in the first game of 2018? Do you think Tannehill can beat the Ravens? If they put it on Tannehill?
I've seen him do it.
If they put eight
at
in a box?
At Baltimore, when Baltimore was a huge favorite. I've seen him do it. I'm afraid, listen.
Well, but Derrick Henry beat them too.
God forbid the Titans jump out and the Ravens have to throw the ball.
Yeah.
I mean.
But what if the Ravens jump out and the Titans have to throw the ball? They have a better shot. It's a better secondary. One team has a much better secondary than the other.
Well, here's the deal, though.
Christian Fulton and Adoree Jackson, that ain't getting it.
Where the Titans are weak, though, is rushing the quarterback. And if they ain't throwing the ball, oh, well. That ain't a big deal.
You don't really want to rush Lamar anyway. You don't muddle rush him. You don't really want to get to him.
No, you want him to throw it.
Flush. Yeah, you want to throw it. Just pretend to rush.
Yeah, no, and that's what they do. The Titans pretend to rush. They had what? Well, they got three off the Texans. How many times did they sack Deshaun? Three times? Four times? They had 18 total sacks all year. 18, 19 sacks all year. That's terrible.
That's horrible for a playoff team. That's insane.
Yeah. And then the Bears and the Saints. You know what? I give the Bears a fighting chance. Last year, Minnesota goes in there and beats them as a huge underdog. The Saints are a good football team, but I'm not forgetting last year either. I'm not forgetting. And, oh, by the way, is Drew Brees the same guy? I don't know. That 10 points, I know it looks like, wow, the Saints, they're just going to dominate that. I don't know that they're going to just dominate that thing. I don't know that Drew Brees is going to dominate that defense. I think they're the Bears are going to give him a game. I think that could be a close football game.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. 9-12 football.
Only because the Saints, I mean, Kamara is massive. The Kamara situation is massive.
Well, he's going to play.
Well, I mean, it's assumed. Yeah. I assume he's. What happened? You know, I know a lot of people who have been very exhausted by this thing. Do no athletes ever get exhausted? I know people who are in their 20s who have had some issues with this. Are all the players coming back? Because I know who didn't. Your guy, Jose Urquidy. That knocked him on his ass for a while.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how bad it was for Kamara. It may be an issue. It may be an issue. Apparently he's going to play. All right, 913 ESPN 975-7370-3776. If you want to get here, you got some thoughts on the playoffs. You got some thoughts on James Harden last night. You got any thoughts on any Texans as well? You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So Cal came out with his statement, with the announcement. The Houston Texans are an organization committed to excellence. Okay. All right. I don't believe this already. We're one sentence in, and I'm already calling BS. The Houston Texans are an organization committed to excellence. Since the start of our search, we have been steadfast on identifying a general manager that embodies what it means to be a Houston Texan and Patriot. And it is Nick Caserio. Nick is an incredibly hard worker, disciplined, a man of integrity and high character. He has a tremendous amount of experience building a winning franchise, and we have faith he will continue his success as a Texan. Nick has an unparalleled reputation around the league amongst his peers. We couldn't be more excited to name him our new general manager and to welcome his family to Houston. He embodies what it means to be a Houston Texan.
Knowledge is power.
He embodies what it means to be a New England Patriot. South. That's what he embodies.
What does it mean to be a Houston Texan?
Unparalleled excellence.
Based on what? Unparalleled excellence.
Excellence. That's right. That's what it means.
See, this is why Cal should always just use pre-packaged written words, because the first question I would ask, what excellence are you talking about?
We're committed to excellence.
Excuse me. And do you think what would Deshaun say after that when he's listening?
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
You might not be wrong.
He might be saying, hey, while you're joking.
I wasn't joking.
In here.
Yeah, that might be. Nick Caserio says this, on behalf of my wife Kathleen and our entire family, I'm very humbled and honored by this opportunity to be the general manager of the Houston Texans. I want to thank them for this six-year, third highest paid general managership.
Oh, wow, that's in there?
In the game.
Wow.
I really like all the money. Thanks to Jack for
making it happen.
Making it happen, for whispering in Cal's ear, getting me on board here when I wasn't even really a candidate. It's awesome.
Big up for the prayer circle of two.
we're gonna pray now.
Let's pray on this.
Let's pray on Brian Daboll being out of the playoffs so we can hire him right away. Okay.
Come here. We want to bring in Bob Lamont, the agent for me, Nick, and Brian Daboll wants to come into the prayer circle with
us. Yeah, and I especially want to thank Bob Lamont.
Who should we hire as head coach? Brian Daboll.
Oh.
What? Did you hear that, Bob? I did. I did hear that. Did you hear that, Cal? I thought I heard him. Brian.
Heard it.
Bob, Brian, what did I hear? I think he said Brian.
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 Brian Flores? No, he's taken.
He's taken.
What? Oh.
Do you think he meant Brian Urlacher? No, Cal. No. Do you think he meant Brian's song? No, not Brian Piccolo.
What? 100% Brian from Family Guy?
Yeah, no. I think he means Brian Daboll. You think that's what he means, Bob?
What?
I do. I think that's who he meant. How much should I give him?
Everything
you've got?
Well, Nick's the third highest paid GM. Why don't we just make him an even match? Like, third highest paid
head
coach.
It's like somebody is getting... It's like one of these phishing attacks on email where somebody act. You know, people get fooled by the Nigerian prince thing. You know that, right?
No.
Like you can think that's a joke. It's almost like somebody who gets caught by the ruse at extended warranty phone call or the one where, hey, we want to give you 0% credit card. And then if you start pressing them, they'll start telling you to go bleep your mother in her own bleep. And that's when you realize, oh, this was all a scam.
Hmm.
You actually know it when you...
Nick Caserio and Cal will be available tomorrow.
Sweet.
At noon. When's Jack available? When's Jack available to talk about his hire?
Ooh, that's a good question, actually.
Yeah. No. I mean, that's who I want to talk to about the hire.
Do you?
Jack.
Jack, what did you see in Nick Caserio? I'm a character coach. I don't...
I don't make decisions.
I'm not involved.
So you didn't have a prayer circle with Cal to make sure this was the right hire?
Exactly. What kind of Jedi mind tricks did you? Is it a Jedi mind trick?
Is it really? Is Cal a droid?
These are the droids you're looking. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
This is the droid you're looking for, Nick Caserio.
This is the droid you're looking for, Brian and Nick. Those are the droids.
Oh. Let's get Jim in here in Pearland. What do you say, Jim?
I wish we couldn't do that and feel like we're actually potentially on.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good to be on the show. Thank you. I love your show as always.
Thanks,
love
Jim.
What y'all bring to it. The big problem is Cal McNair. Well, two big problems. One is Easterby. This guy's not just a snake in the grass. He's a snake attached to Cal's ass and whispering sweet nothings in his ear, and Cal's processing these ideas with his two brain cells, okay? And I'm wondering, what in the world, how did this happen? It's all because Cal, with his two little brain cells, one left brain cell and one right brain cell, and neither one can agree on anything. They just listen to that sweet whisper of that King Cobra's fang stuck in his butt, and that's all I got to say. Have a good morning.
That seems a little aggressive.
Yeah, I would never say something.
Is it difficult for Cal to hear from the Cobra when the fangs are in the butt?
That's the first thing that... Fang in the butt, but then he's whispering sweet nothings. I was like, that's hard to understand.
I don't know.
That doesn't seem like it.
So
I got so spot track, and so
you don't want to address Jim's call?
No. So Florio has put out there that there are whispers around the league about Deshaun Watson wanting a trade. Rumors are already circulating. We've already heard from multiple different people that Watson has quietly broached with teammates the possibility of requesting a trade. If that's happening, it may just be a strategic effort to ensure his views are respected by ownership about hiring the head coach. Regardless, it raises the stakes and crosses a bridge and potentially sets the foundation for Watson. You talked about this yesterday, trading for Deshaun Watson. We can already hear the reaction. He just signed a new contract. The cap charge would be crippling. Take a look at the contract. Trading him would result in a cap charge of $21.6 million. SpotTrack says no. His dead cap, you get rid of him now, it's 75. You get rid of him 2021, it's 67. So there's a differing opinion on that.
Well, Mike might have, I don't know, maybe there's language in there. Maybe you have to pay him a certain amount of money, and then you take the cap hit.
Well, that's all about the
guaranteed
signing bonus.
It's about guaranteed money, yeah.
Yeah, it's about the signing bonus.
You have to pay that.
Yeah.
But it depends on how it's structured. I don't know.
SpotTrack says it's $67 million. Mike Florio says it's 21.
Even at 21.
I would.
Even at 21, how could you do it?
Well, he is.
You cut all those guys, you still are.
At 21, he's actually just $6 million more than you got his cap hit.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No.
No, no, no. He's talking about a $21 million cap hit, though.
He's talking about the.
But I would think it'd be more. Yeah, you're right. There's got to be more.
But you get rid of him, and the dead cap is 67.
Well, maybe somebody takes on the guaranteed contract.
Unless you do it after March 1st. After March 1st, you could split it up. I could see where it goes down.
Okay.
Right. Right. So if it is, what in the haul that you get from trading DeSean, you talked about it yesterday, there are plenty of really good options of really
Listen,
good
I'm
hauls
you,
that you could take for DeSean Watson.
Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, these guys are not going to be better than DeSean Watson. I'll go ahead and just tell you that. In their careers, they're probably not going to be better than DeSean Watson. We're just playing this hypothetical thing out. I'm not trying to get rid of DeSean Watson. But why would the Jets, you got a GM whose job is going to be on the line here pretty quick. Why would he not want to give his new head coach, whoever it is, which may be Eric Bieniemy, why would he not want to give him and himself a chance to succeed and get the fan base excited and get ownership excited quickly? Now, it would cost you your two picks in the first round, probably, or maybe this year's first and next year's first, and you keep one of your first, and it would maybe even cost you more than that. But it gives you an immediate chance to gain excitement.
Would you take right
Jets
now those two first picks and Sam Darnold for DeSean Watson?
I want a little bit more. I've seen more given out with.
Yeah, you got 4 years of DeSean Watson.
Yeah, you
and
got.
You know
it's at
DeSean
a premium
would
price.
Be happy if Eric Bieniemy was.
It's at a premium price, but I'd also ask for a future two. And if you don't get it, take a three.
Would you take three first rounders and a future two?
Yes.
Instead of Sam Darnold.
Yes.
As the part of the equation.
Yeah, because isn't that what you got?
Well,
with,
yeah,
with RG3? Wasn't that RG3 deal?
I might. Be.
I think that was the RG3 deal, which. You know, you'd never.
Who's better, though?
Yeah. Yeah, but here's part of the problem is in the NFL, there is a sliding scale. You have to take on a big contract for DeSean Watson, a really
big
one. You don't get rookie deal.
No. No, but the signing bonus is already paid. Signing bonus on it is already paid. So all you've got is his guaranteed money per year as opposed to paying off that signing bonus. Which is spread out. It's over $5 million less per year that you have to pay him.
Okay, we do this like once every couple of years around draft time. The Redskins. At the time the Redskins, the football team, whatever, traded their first round pick, or they received the number two pick. They traded their number six pick, so they flip flop. But in addition, they got that year's second round pick. The next year's first round pick, the following year's first round pick.
Wow. Three firsts and a second. Well, not really.
Well, they flip flop. They got two extra firsts.
And a second.
That's why what he said is basically the RG3 trade.
Yeah.
The difference is you got to pay a lot more money for DeSean, but the difference also is you know what you got.
Yeah. Oh. Wouldn't you? I'll pay more, and I know I got him locked up
if
for
I'm the
4 years.
I don't know that I would do it if I'm the Jets. The more I'm thinking about it, they still have a lot of roster stuff.
Florio doesn't put the Jets in the possibilities.
Who does he say?
Florio has, here's who he says, Patriots, Steelers, Colts, Raiders, Broncos, Washington, Eagles, Bears, Lions, Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Bucks.
God, that's a lot of teams.
And 49ers.
I don't think the Saints can do it because of the cap situation.
No, no.
They wouldn't trade him to the Colts. Patriots are a possibility. We talked about it yesterday.
I think the Eagles are an interesting team.
If
Brady's
team.
One and done, he says the Bucs.
Would you trade him to the Eagles for Carson Wentz?
No.
And just straight up?
No.
No.
By the way, later on in this piece by Florio, he talks about how later today he's going to go into why a Bob Lamont client is likely to be the next Texans head coach.
It presumably will be someone represented by Bob Lamont, he says.
And I'll explain it later today. Well, I think we've kind of explained it.
Yeah, we've been explaining it. 929 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
We've been had explanations.
More on Deshaun on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, soccer fans, Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Don't forget, join me for the best in soccer talk and football talk weekly on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we were just talking about Florio and his story that the rumors are swirling about Deshaun Watson asking for a trade. It is not out of the realm of possibility. It really isn't. Especially if he doesn't get his way, if they go Bob Lamont, if they go Daboll, although he could look at what's happening with Josh Allen and go, that's pretty good. You never know. But if Deshaun isn't part of the process, or if Deshaun wants Eric Bieniemy and they don't even interview Eric Bieniemy, I mean, it might be a sign of, you know what, Deshaun, I'm done here. I put up with this. You guys are wasting my career. Get me out of here. Are we giving Deshaun a pass on this whole I want to be part of the coaching search thing? Because we've criticized plenty of athletes who are like, just shut up. The coach is the coach. The management makes that decision.
No, I think it's fine to listen to Deshaun, to let him have some input or whatever. But ultimately, the quarterback shouldn't make it. I think it's the same. Quarterback shouldn't make it. He doesn't make the decision. Do you want to have him involved in the process because he's – you know, your future headed forward. I understand. That's fine. But I don't think the quarterback should ever make the decision. He didn't sign a long-term contract. He signed a 3-year deal. So you can't make big decisions like that. However, you also are not giving that guy a great chance to win. It's one of the reasons LeBron James left Cleveland, is he felt like you guys are capped out. I don't have enough around me. And LeBron James wanted to win, and he felt like he had to leave Cleveland to win. To go get a better situation. He wasn't going to do it like Jordan and just, you know, hope the pieces fell together. And Deshaun right now is looking at a situation. This ain't the Cavs that LeBron had. LeBron had a team that was a pretty good team. You know, a decent team. I mean, not great. It's decent. You had some guys who could play. Deshaun's in a way worse situation than LeBron was in Cleveland. And as soon as LeBron could get away, he did.
Yeah.
And Deshaun, I think, is going to... I don't think this is a ruse at all. I think... I have heard the same thing, that Deshaun is really not happy because he thinks it's Patriots South all over again, and that nothing is, and that everything is the same.
No,
it's going to be the same, which it might not be.
The more things change.
But Nick Caserio is going to have to get to Deshaun
Watson. Now,
Deshaun
deleted the tweet.
Yeah. Nick Caserio's got to get to him and convince. He really needs to do a sales job on Deshaun, because you need Deshaun on board with you. You just do. You know, he's respected. And Deshaun, I think, wants to see the Texans cleaned up, and I think he would probably like to see the salary stuff fixed also.
Well,
and run better.
I don't think it's going to take long to get the Texans salary crap all fixed up. I mean,
that actually doesn't
maybe not
take
all
long.
Of it this offseason, but we're not a year and a half away from this being cleaned up, because it's a disaster. But you got to take your lumps, but you're going to have to get out of some of the deals. But Deshaun putting this on the organization. Listen, this is a much better situation than James Harden asking for a trade. A much better situation because you're going to get a boatload for him, and there will be plenty of suitors. And you look at these names of the teams, and I could absolutely see all of them: the Patriots, the Steelers, the Colts, the Raiders, the Broncos, Washington, Eagles. They all need quarterback. Mm-hmm. And now you can't fill all those gaps with what's in this draft.
This isn't James. You would get tremendous value for Deshaun. I mean, what he's worth is a lot, but you would get draft. It'd be up to you to make good drafts. So, I mean, Washington was drafting Greg Robinson. Like, they did terrible with the picks that they got. It was a double loser. Both teams lost. But that's only because they evaluated poorly. If the Texans were to move him and get a bunch of draft picks, listen, they could rebuild that roster pretty quickly. The problem is, do you get the right quarterback?
Well, here's the problem with most of these teams. I mean, the Falcons are drafting pretty high. The Panthers are. The Lions are. But the Bears are in the playoffs. What are you getting?
Would you trade Deshaun Watson?
Colts are in the playoffs.
Draft pick? Would you trade Deshaun Watson for their first pick and Matt Stafford?
No. Hell's no. Not no. Hell no. I mean, I want at least two picks. And you can have Stafford. I'll get a quarterback in this draft that I'd rather have than Stafford. I mean,
yeah, Stafford's older.
Stafford's a Band-Aid. Stafford's full of rivers.
Stafford's still got some football left. He's not that old by quarterback standards.
Yeah,
and he still plays fairly well, although I didn't love him this year. I think that's who the Colts.
You're going to be the Lions South.
I think there's going to be a lot of teams that, I don't want to be the Lions South.
Well, you are. That's what you just said.
Gross.
I know.
That's not what I want to be.
You want to be Detroit.
We already talked about this. Isn't this your game that you play, Texans or the Lions?
It's not a game. It's what you are.
You're not the Lions. You get to the playoffs. You win playoff games.
A playoff game.
What about this one? Washington to Watson to Washington.
You win division titles. You're not the Lions.
Deshaun Watson.
You're the Lions.
No, you're not.
Yes. What do you think of this?
You win division titles.
Did you fire
coach?
You win
playoff games.
Don't listen to him. He's doing his thing again.
Did you just fire a Patriot assistant?
Just fire a Patriot
assistant? A former Patriot assistant?
Who, Bill O'Brien?
Mm-hmm. Who did the Lions fire?
That's where the similarity ends.
No, it's not.
How many more?
How long did you keep?
How long did the
Lions?
Titles,
how long did the Lions keep Wayne Fonts around?
Name all those Detroit division titles.
How long did the Lions keep Wayne Fonts around? Very similar to how long you kept Gary Kubiak around.
No,
and the Lions were winning division titles under Wayne Fonts. They kept him around.
How many division titles?
You're letting him get in your head, John.
How many playoff wins have they had? They haven't had a playoff win since 93.
You're lying.
The Texans win playoff games all the time.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They don't win them all the time.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Did they beat the Bills? Did they beat the Raiders? Did they beat the Bengals twice? Name all those in that time that the Lions have won. Boop, boop, boop. Nothing.
The Raiders and the Raiders were on a third-string quarterback. Yeah. Don't use that as one. Did the Lions get to play the third-string quarterback
for
the Saints?
Are the Bills not a favorite this year? They beat Josh Allen last year.
Were they the same last year, John?
Yes.
And how poorly did the Texans play for that in that
Andy
game?
Does Andy Dalton win every
every
game actually, he plays?
No, yeah. He doesn't, actually.
Okay, how many times did he get to the playoffs? Thank you, good
You're
night.
The Lions. It's okay.
Do you know Monday?
No, you're not even close. To
Monday was
suck.
Monday
the
was the
suck.
1 year anniversary.
Hold on, yeah, the Texans suck. No. You can't use the Lions suck. The Texans are terrible.
Yeah, but the Lions perennially suck.
No, they're every year. Del, that's not even close.
The Texans don't perennially suck.
How often? No, you're off.
In the last 6 or 7 years,
got our picks, Del. You can stop.
In the last 6 or 7 years, how many 4-win seasons or less have the Texans had?
Not that much.
What? How many?
How many? What?
In the last 6 years, how many?
Let's do the last 5 years and see how your little game turns out.
No, I said six for a reason.
No, 5 years. One.
How many had the Lions had?
Probably four.
How many 2-win seasons have the Texans had? I think three.
Two, right?
They're blowing Reggie Bush.
They got.
And also Jadeveon Clowney.
They got Clowney that
Just
year.
Just two, yeah.
They're two.
The first year, how many games did they win?
They got.
First year, how many games did they win? More than two. How many games did they win their first year? Ooh, not many, because Andre Johnson was the next.
Three or four.
They picked third.
I think they won three or four. They beat the Steelers. They beat the Cowboys.
And probably somebody else.
And somebody else, yeah.
Jacksonville.
Hmm.
David Carr, isn't that the ball over the end zone game?
What, does this sound familiar to you guys?
All those great teams.
All those Jacksonville-Houston games all run together.
This sound familiar to you guys as far as a record? 11-5, 7-9, 9-7, 9-7.
Yeah, that's the Texans.
No, those are the Lions under Jim Caldwell.
And how long ago is Jim Caldwell now?
17. Not that long ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah, they got rid of him in 17, then hired the dumb Patriot assistant and totaled their
franchise.
Jim
Caldwell's got to be sitting there like, really? It's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting what you guys
How'd that work out for you?
Been able to do with Ezekiel Ansah.
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
941. Should we get Chris in here? Let's get Chris in here quickly. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Wanted to talk about Jack Easterby. I know he's going to be a big topic of conversation over the next few years, I guess. And, you know, all of his Jedi mind tricks he plays, so I was wondering if maybe we could get a music bed underneath every time we talk about him. I was thinking maybe we get in Careless Whisper and just kind of play it underneath every time we talk about Easterby, so we kind of know what's going on, because, you know, the way he is talking to Cal, it seems like there's nothing that Jack is going to want that he's not going to get in the future.
I don't mind Careless Whisper, but Dell's already got another song.
Well, we have multiple. I mean, we have the one when he's praying, and then we also have what he's doing when he's talking to other GMs. And, you know, sometimes there's miscommunication because how long or how loud that Jack will play a song. Because we know he's into...
Oh, that's... Why are we doing Toto? It's because that's just what we think Jack's music is.
That's what he listens to. Jack would call this a banger. We know he would.
Jack doesn't say banger.
Yes, he does.
No.
Oh, he's around the players. Yeah, he'll say banger.
No, this is the.
Hey, that's how he tries to. Have you guys heard that new Taylor Swift? It's a real banger. And they'll be like,
I bet he looks up. Hey, give me a rap. Someone that raps.
Have y'all guys heard the new Lecrae?
Hey,
it's a banger.
Hey, guys, I've got Little Yachty tickets. Anybody want some? It's Lil Jack, not Little.
Young Yachty.
he'll just butcher the name.
943 ESPN 97.
Young MC's coming to town if you guys want to go.
And he'll try to sound hip and cool. Hey, guys, when's Detox coming out? Jack, these guys don't care about Dre that much.
Dawson Prayers, by the way.
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, no.
You and John were getting off on better. Dre talk.
Did you see, though? While he's in the hospital, somebody broke into his house.
People are the worst.
People are terrible.
Dude has an aneurysm, and you find out he's in the hospital.
Well, they know no one's going to be there.
Nobody's there. It's 944 ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
946 ESPN 97.5. Oh, I got to use it all the time. 713-780-3776. This is a pretty good question. Hall of Fame this year. Who's in? Peyton Manning for sure. Peyton Manning for sure, and Charles Woodson, I think, for sure.
Woody, for sure.
For sure. Now it's interesting. Jared Allen, Rondé Barber, Tony Baselli, Leroy Butler, Alan Faneca, Torrey Holt, John Lynch, Calvin Johnson.
Golly.
Clay Matthews.
Justice for Zach Thomas.
Huh?
Justice for Zach Thomas.
Yeah.
Isn't he on the list as well?
He's on the list. Clay Matthews, Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Zach Thomas, Reggie Wayne. That's a good class.
I think
John Lynch.
I think Torrey Holt.
Next, you think Torrey Holt? I think John Lynch.
Next on that list?
Yeah.
Oh no, I would say I would say Jared Allen.
You think Jared
Allen? Yeah, Jared Allen was a monster. Let me double check some of these numbers.
I'm gonna go. I think John Lynch is third on the list. I think it's Peyton Manning first, Charles Woodson.
Dude, Jared Allen had 22 sacks in a year. 11, 7.5, 15.5, 14.5, 14.5, 11, 22, 12, 11. Like, he has 136 career sacks. JJ's got 99. Or no, JJ's
over 100 now.
101. Yeah, Jared Allen for sure is in. I would say Lynch is in too. Yeah.
I say Lynch is third. Okay, Jared Allen fourth. I'll tell you, I think Zach Thomas is up there.
I don't think Zach gets in. He's been out this whole time, hasn't he? This can't be the first time he's been on the list.
I don't know.
He's been out for a little while.
Has he ever been a finalist before?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think he's making it in.
You don't think he's making it in?
I think Torrey Holder, Reggie Wayne makes it in.
What about Faneca?
Faneca should probably make it too.
Yeah. Torrey Holt, Bisselli, no.
Bisselli can't. His career cut short. He won't make it.
Sam Mills, no. Probably Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne is interesting. Look at Reggie Wayne.
It'd be great for Reggie Wayne to get in with Peyton Manning. Reggie Wayne had over 1,000 yards receiving. Had, let's just say, 1,200. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Double-digit touchdowns. I mean, he had 14,345. Let me see where he is on the all-time. I can just scroll right down here. Reggie Wayne on the all-time, he had 6 Pro Bowls. He was a first-team All-Pro one time in 2010. He is number 10 in total receptions. For his career, he's number 10 in total yards. And a touchdown.
And retired guys, how many?
He's number 60.
Are there any ahead of him that aren't in the Hall of Fame?
For yards, here, let's take a look here. That's a good question. That's a really good question. Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Isaac Bruce, Tony Gonzalez, Tim Brown. Yeah, Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
And Marvin. Right. Steve Smith, Marvin Harrison, and Reggie Wayne. Steve Smith's the only one who's not. Fitzgerald will be. Then comes Reggie Wayne. Then comes Andre Johnson. But, you know, you have to go down to Torrey Holt, 16. I think Reggie Wayne has a better chance than Torrey Holt.
Yeah. For sure, Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson.
Torrey's right there, though,
John
dude.
Lynch. But, yeah, John Lynch has been out there for a while and hasn't gotten there. John Lynch is still out there for a while.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Torrey Holt's got a very similar career, statistical career arc.
It'll be interesting. Jared Allen, is this his first? This is 5 years. Jared Allen is 5 years, so this is his first chance. We'll see if he gets in on the first ballot. We know Peyton is going to get in on the first ballot. Mm-hmm. We know that for sure. And Charles,
I don't know how productive
Charles Woodson. This is Charles Woodson's first chance too.
Well, John Lynch was known as, you know, the hitter and enforcer of a very good defense with Tampa Bay and Tony Dungy. I don't know. Just looking at his career numbers. I mean, 26 interceptions is pretty good. Career interceptions. I mean, he played. He was at safety. He played a long time, 15 years in the league. From a tackle standpoint, he had 103 times. In terms of Pro Bowls, 9 Pro Bowls, 2 first team All Pros.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty damn
good. Wouldn't shock me. And you know what? And he's having success in the in the front office.
Yeah. I think he's going to be looked at very positively.
Who is? Lynch?
Lynch. He got to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
And then he just had to step down because he stinks now.
No, you're thinking Elway.
You're thinking Elway.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm thinking about Elway. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Lynch
Elway
is,
stunk.
Yeah, he did.
Elway was out there paying him. He was the highest paid GM.
Had to give up responsibilities.
Yeah. Let's get Tony in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Tony.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, guys, the whole Deshaun thing is just so killer. And that's what really bothers me is that you had a prospect come in that was like just so ripe and one of the best and gets missed coach like that and weapons taken away from him and almost essentially Bill O'Brien just single-handedly try to – it's almost like he destroyed this guy's career. Like, Deshaun, on any other team with weapons around him and some respectable coaching and ownership, would have been such a superstar. And he is such a superstar. That's the killer of it. This is it, – it really hurts as a fan to watch him have to try to do it alone every week. And to watch certain guys on defense and offense try to have to do it alone every week. And it, and you're like praying and rooting for those guys and watching them struggle. And it's just – it's a killer. It really is a killer to watch on Sunday because they're so close but yet so far. And it just really, I don't know. I don't know what the thinking was involved there. I don't know why the owners didn't step in. I don't know. But this is one of the, you know, the worst things I've seen happen to a player, I think. I don't know. I mean, Lance, you're an NFL guy. I mean, I think his career could have been so different with someone who or a team that actually supported, you know, him and what he does. So I'll hang up and let you guys talk. But thank you for everything you do every day. I appreciate you guys.
We're kind of the first responders of radio. You can just say thank you for your service to us if you want to.
Yeah.
We're here rote. Well, that's not for us to say, but if you think we're heroic, whatever, that's fine.
Thank you for your service, though, should be obligatory. So if you call into the show.
It's your choice. We're not going to make you, but if you say it, that's fine.
But no. No.
We understand. It's.
I would like to point out that Deshaun's 25.
Yeah, his career's not over.
He's not 40. He's not.
His career's not over. Like, what could have been?
What could have been? His career's disaster. It's 25
years. Tony's old. Like, I think of what could have been for him.
4 years into this.
Yeah. Other guys have had it worse.
No, no, maybe there's some guys that 4 years in, they haven't won a Super Bowl yet.
Well, maybe JJ should be. Maybe he should have that soliloquy about
look
JJ.
Back and like, yeah. Man, it all seemed so easy my first 2 years. We were playing Rage Against the Machine. The whole place is going crazy. We're getting to the quarterback all the time. More than just me, a bunch of guys. I just thought that would – I had Arian Foster.
Didn't Brooks Reed have a sack on Sunday?
Yes, Brooks Reed had a sack. I was like, hey, I know Brooks Reed. He was a second rounder here.
Brooks Reed had a sack?
Against the Texans.
Good Lord.
Yes, there was a Brooks Reed sign.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching the game that closely. There's still plenty of time.
Oh, you missed out on a fun
tone.
Game.
Tone, there's still plenty of time. They can get this done. I mean, Deshaun might still win.
Why are we writing his
4 years in? You're done.
You just wrote his eulogy, his football career eulogy.
Deshaun leaves a girlfriend and several and leaves 1.3 Instagram followers behind. He was a kind man. He was a joyful child who played a lot. He suffered a couple of knee injuries. But he came back from them and won a national championship and had two straight games of over 400 total yards against Alabama.
He leaves behind his slime celebration.
He leaves behind slime celebration.
Guitar.
The Rock Boys.
Who needs
occasional Rock Boys.
Who's going to inherit the guitar?
I think it goes to A.J. McCarron.
Mia Khalifa video.
McCarron.
Yeah, he's the heir. He's next.
AJ McCarron is playing an acoustic guitar. He ain't playing no. Rock band.
I think you're underestimating AJ being that dude.
No,
he's the heir.
Man, I'm just wondering how Deshaun Watson.
He's not the heir.
If Deshaun is now the guy who's next is AJ McCarron.
That's like Bob leaving the Texans to Cal.
Well, he did, didn't he?
What?
He did, didn't he?
How's that working out?
Well, that doesn't mean
it
won't happen.
How would it work out if Deshaun leaves the Texans, if Deshaun leaves AJ the Texans?
In the line of succession, AJ is next.
Is that right?
Yes, he's next.
No.
They don't have another. Some guy's going to have to come in here.
We're done with having Cal run the team.
Someone who's going to have to come here and snuff AJ McCarron, or he's next in the line of succession. No. In this scenario where we just are writing Deshaun's eulogy.
No. I think you forget about that nice hooker that dad marries. Okay,
what?
He's that dancer Dad married, and now I know she wanted him for his money, but guess what? She looks pretty good. Dad had a good time, and she's going to take over the team.
She's not going to take over the
team.
Yeah,
she is. We're not leaving the Texans to A.J. McNair.
No, not A.J. McNair. A.J. McCarron.
Same thing.
We're leaving the quarterback position, not the Texans.
No, that's like leaving the Texans to Cal. We're not doing that anymore. We did leave the Texans. We learned our lesson on that one.
No, we didn't because they did it. And you know who's next? Cal's kid.
You know who's next? Me and you right here on ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready, rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.